Hi, my name is Ryan.
Hello, and my name is Jaden.
And welcome to our podcast.
Today, we are going to be talking about how muskets helped in the American Revolution.
There will be three topics we will be talking about today. When it was made, how much it would cost to make today and back then, and how it helped them in the American Revolution. It was made in 1465 in the Ottoman Empire to defend their kingdom.
So just home defense.
I guess so.
Sources say that the musket was very strong. It even had the ability to pierce through plate armor.
Pretty powerful, huh?
Indeed it is.
They were probably so strong because the ammo consisted of a round lead ball which shot at 500 miles per hour.
Insane.
I know, right?
It sounds too good to be true, but there is a downside.
Elaborate.
It sometimes took a whole minute to reload a musket.
And they were very inaccurate.
Yep. Alright, now how it was made.
How it was made was that the back half of the musket consisted of the lock, breech, trigger, stock, and the butt of the gun. And the front half consists of the barrel, it's the barrel itself, the muzzle, the ramrod, and a bayonet. So back in the day, it cost about two American dollars to make a musket, but now since they're antique weapons and firearms, it now can cost up to $15,000 to make a authentic musket or to buy one.
All right, and now how the musket helped in the American Revolution.
It helped them because strategies helped them a lot using the musket due to the fact that it took so long to fire. So most of the time they would have around like four rows of all muskets and they all shoot at one time, which helped. What is your thoughts on that? Because I find it super dumb. I know the fact that it takes like almost a minute to reload one round, but it doesn't make sense.
I feel like they should all shoot at different times when they're in dire need instead of just wasting it at one moment and then taking forever to reload. But, you know, I guess we won, but I mean, I feel like it would have been a better plan if we went with shooting at different times.
Also, they were so horribly inaccurate, so I guess having a row of them shooting at the same time, which now makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's now not just one, it's not like a wall.
Yeah, it's like a... I kind of like that idea. I can see the strategy in that, and I can definitely say that I don't think I'd be able to do any better coaching them or putting it together, so well done, I must say.
Yes, well done. Well, that's... Well, that's not it. So, that's actually pretty much it. Well, on average, it actually took about 20 seconds to reload one round, so it didn't take a minute, it took 20 seconds. And some of the best could reload up to three rounds. And also, some can also reload up to four rounds per minute. Which is pretty fast for that it was a single shot rifle. And that took 100 years to reload. Well, that's pretty much it. Alright, thank you for listening. This is Ryan.
This is Jaden, and this was our podcast about muskets in the American Revolution. But it's not just over yet. We would like the teachers to ask questions in your classrooms about what we said in the video and see if they can remember. All right. peace.
No. Yes. No, we will not.
We need to.
No, we do not. Bro, no. We can be educational. Wait, educationable. Hold on. What?
Education.
Work on your grammar.
Right way.
Work on your grammar. Come on, bro. What? No, we're not asking all teachers right to do that. Fair disclosure. Do not do this. Please, do not do this.
All right. See ya.